So that chesed, we saw that the worker has a right to say, I don't want to get my wages from a third party, even though we originally agreed that he would. And the Chafetz Chaim writes in Al Chazayin, V'davka shlok toro apoel behedya, V'gam lo kana ba'al abayit miyad apoel. And that's only... if the worker didn't overtly agree that the boss doesn't have to pay him. Let's say the worker overtly said, you don't have to pay me. I'm okay with it. The third party will pay me. Or if the boss made a contract, they made a kinyan, they made an official agreement that the boss would not pay him directly, but rather the third party, the money changer, would pay him. But if he overtly said, that's fine, I'll get paid by the third party. Meaning, if the deal was, you work for me today, he's going to pay you. And even if he doesn't pay you, you got no issue with me. You got to follow it up with him. If that was the deal, or else if the deal was that they made an agreement and they made a kinyan, they sealed the agreement, they showed that this was an official agreement that the wages will be paid by this third party, the money changer. So in such an instance, the worker cannot change his mind. He cannot come and say, well, I work for you, you pay me. If they signed the contract, if they agreed to the deal, if the condition was pre-stipulated that even if he doesn't pay you, you're not coming after me, he owes you the wages. Well, once that's either it's been agreed officially or it's been pre-stipulated as such, then the worker cannot change his mind and he cannot come after the boss and say, I worked for you, you pay me.